Setlist on KMFM this evening. MO are back in our Kent studios. Hiya.
Hello.
How are we all?
Good. We're happy to be back at KMFM.
I'm glad to have you back, and you've come back with a massive song as well.
Oh, bless
you. See if you can keep releasing amazing songs like this and keep coming back, it's fine. So let's talk about it. The new single, Not In Love, featuring Kent Jones. It's out now. How does it feel to have that song out?
It's a bit mental, isn't it? A bit surreal at the moment. We were saying earlier, like, obviously we've had Who Do You Think About, but to see this video on TV when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's us. Like, yeah. That's what we've been doing. Like, finally everyone gets to see it, and we love it because we think, I think part of it's a bit like the TLC video.
Yeah.
We're on the podiums. I think it just represents us really well.
Yeah. We love it.
Pretty exciting.
This is my favourite song and video to date.
Yeah.
So you've got Kent Jones on the new single. He was smashing it with, what was this song again? It goes, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. He was smashing it, and it must be amazing to have him on the song as well.
Yeah, he was so cool, really nice. Did the song well.
He was like a big teddy bear, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very friendly, and he made you feel very comfortable on set with him, so that was good. It fit really well.
And he waited around for hours for us that day.
It just so happened, wasn't it, that he was over. He was over in London for a week, and his one day off was the day that our video shoot was.
Which is perfect, isn't it?
Perfect.
It was meant to be. MTB.
He was meant to come and do his bit, obviously, first, because it's just him. But he ended up going last, and he waited around for about 10 hours, but he was so polite about it.
Which is exactly what you want, I suppose.
Exactly.
Because the last time you came down, it was for Who Do You Think Of, which did so well, because it was just at the beginning when you first came down.
Yeah.
How was it to see that kind of slowly climb? It wasn't even slow, it was quickly climbed, didn't it, all the way up?
It was amazing. Yeah.
We're so proud of ourselves.
I think that's what I love about us. Like, I think we grow a lot when we show progression. And if that continues, you can't really go wrong, can you?
No, exactly. It sounds like it's stronger every time. Like, Not In Love, it's a proper shutdown track. I love it. It sounds so good. In a subtle way, what's your best way of letting a guy know that you're not interested? Because this is a very unsubtle way of letting a guy know that you're not interested.
Yeah. Personally, I wouldn't be subtle.
What's the worst chat-up line any of you have ever heard?
I don't think I've ever had a bad chat-up line, but just people who are rude.
Oh,
who approach the wrong way.
Boys that, do you know boys actually hiss?
Yeah.
Hiss.
I've had this before. Oi! Oi!
Yeah.
Oi!
It's revolting.
And then they go, you're not that fit anyway.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to talk to me then?
I've never heard of hissing, but I suppose I've never... that's horrible.
I literally told someone they were revolting one time for hissing at me. I said, what do I look like?
Yeah.
Donk.
Because as you said, it is just a snake noise.
Yeah.
It's kind of, but I suppose at least they're warning that they're a snake from the beginning.
Yeah.
So it works. Still sounding so good. Thursday night, KMFM. You're on the hit list, all about the new music. MO, Who Do You Think Of? And they are back, featuring Kent Jones. They've got a new single called Not In Love, and they are hanging out on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Can we play a game that's kind of like Would You Rather, but you have to choose what you're not in love with more? So which thing is worse?
I love games.
One or two, what is worse? So we'll start. Accidentally liking something on Instagram or accidentally tweeting something on Twitter?
Liking on Instagram.
Instagram's the worst.
So
Twitter, you can get away with things.
Your takeaway arriving 30 minutes late, or it arriving 10 minutes early, but it's cold.
Early, but it's cold. Oh, that would be awful.
Definitely. Yeah.
But you could chuck it in the microwave.
Yeah, it was never the same.
It's true.
That's
just it has a microwave. And I'll pay for cold food.
Yeah.
Your phone running out of battery halfway through the day, or you having no signal all day?
Signal.
I would say battery, because if you've got no signal, there is Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay, you've got no Wi-Fi either.
You're right there.
Because if your phone's going to die, and you can tell people, by the way, my phone's going
to
die.
Someone pressuring you into going out when you want a night in, or nobody wanting to go on a night out when you're well up for it?
Nobody wanting to.
Go out on your own.
I get pressured to go out a lot, and I'm just like, oh no.
And then you can just tell a lie. I'm not well.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, actually, that's true.
Imagine if you wanted to go out and no one wanted to go out.
Because I'm not a massive partyer, so when I want to go out, if I did want to go out and no one wanted to go out,
it's a letdown.
It's a letdown, yeah. So I'll go with that one.
What about worrying that you haven't locked your front door, or worrying that you've left the oven on?
Worrying left the oven on.
Your house, you'd be robbed, or you'd have to be gone.
Who's the biggest worrier out of the three of you?
Or are you all
or pretty?
Yeah, probably.
I'd say mean, definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Do you always have the kind of thing where, have I left the light on? Have I locked the door? Have I left the oven on?
No, not really like that. If anything, I'd probably be a bit scatty and probably would leave something on, but I wouldn't worry about it because I probably wouldn't even know I did it.
Yeah. Which I suppose is the perfect way to be.
Exactly.
Oh, until the house burns down.
Yeah, I've got a creative mind, so that's probably why.
Exactly. Someone ignoring you or someone being rude to you. So someone not talking or someone when they talk, they're horrible.
For me, someone that's quite ignoring. Hard. Because if someone's rude to me, it just doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Right there. Ignoring. I don't
like it when people ignore me. I don't like it if, like, you feel like someone's not happy with you about something, or you might have done something to upset someone. So, I won't like that.
That's true, actually. When someone's ignoring you, you kind of play all these situations in your head. Like, what have I done?
What have I done?
Like, you're scrolling through your Twitter from, like, two weeks ago. Like, have I tweeted about them? Is it them?
Someone being rude. I mean, I've had people be rude to me all the time. So, you learn to deal with it, don't you, and fling it over your shoulder into the negative pile.
Cool, thank you for coming down to our studios.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's so good to see you all again.
You too.
I'm going to hit play on Not In Love. Woo-hoo! Can I leave you guys to introduce it?
Okay.
Hi everyone, we're MO.
And this is our brand new single,
Not In Love.
Get out of here.
You're always drunk when you come around.